mismo, que se preocupa por la supuesta aprobación del aborto, pero deja a un lado los asesinatos cometidos durante su administración. Dazaef Aguilar, Hispan TV, Tegucigalpa.
Estás escuchando el informativo Pacífica. Te invitamos a que te unas a nuestras redes sociales por Twitter en @info-pacífica o en Facebook bajo el nombre de nuestro productor Fernando Velázquez, informativo Pacífica.
El presidente de México explica a un alto funcionario norteamericano cuáles son las ventajas de crear empleos dentro de los países exportadores de migrantes. Eduardo Martínez informa.
Uno de los programas sociales emblema de la administración del presidente Andrés Manuel López Obrador podría convertirse en una alternativa para regular el flujo migratorio hacia Estados Unidos desde países como Guatemala, Honduras y El Salvador. Así lo planteó el propio mandatario a John Kerry, enviado especial del gobierno estadounidense para el cambio climático.
La gente no se echa a andar, no sale de sus hogares, no abandona a su familia, no abandona sus pueblos, sus culturas, por gusto, lo hace por necesidad. Y si se tiene la esperanza de salir adelante, como aquí se ve, la gente se queda y busca ser feliz donde nació, donde están sus familiares, sus culturas.
López Obrador y los encargados del programa Sembrando Vida explicaron al exsecretario de Estado estadounidense que para poner en marcha un programa como este se requieren 1.300 millones de dólares por año. Con esos recursos se podría dar empleo a 450.000 personas y contribuir a la forestación de miles de hectáreas.
Este proyecto, el programa Sembrando Vida, es una propuesta de manejo de agroecología o agricultura orgánica, donde no se ocupa ningún tipo de agroquímico o agrotóxico, y entonces vamos cuidando el suelo, el agua, pero también esa pequeña fauna que existe como son los polinizadores.
Desde Palenque, en el sureño estado de Chiapas, Kerry destacó la voluntad del gobierno que representa para aumentar los ámbitos de cooperación bilateral.
Es una colaboración que yo sé que el presidente Biden y el presidente López Obrador creen fervientemente. Es algo que puede crecer, puede ser más sólido y pueden acompañarnos hacia un futuro promisorio.
Sembrando Vida es un programa que otorga recursos de manera directa a campesinos para que siembren árboles maderables y frutales. En territorio mexicano está vigente en 5 estados del sur sureste y que tan solo en el estado de Chiapas da trabajo a 80.000 personas. Cada año unos 450.000 centroamericanos llegan a México con el propósito de cruzar el territorio para alcanzar la frontera con Estados Unidos. El Grupo Beta, a cargo del Instituto Nacional de Migración y que opera en 9 estados fronterizos, reportó que entre el 1 de enero y el 10 de octubre de 2021 ha auxiliado a 128.000 migrantes en ríos, desiertos y montañas, sin contar otros que viajaban en condiciones de hacinamiento. Eduardo Martínez, Telesur, Ciudad de México.
Migrantes de todos los rincones del mundo duermen bajo su mismo cielo estrellado. Me los encuentro en las calles, en los cines, en los supermercados, y el olor de sus comidas me embriaga de placer. Todos ellos son mis vecinos.
Y yo aquí vivo, bajo sus leyes domésticas, pago impuestos y mis manos producen la riqueza nacional.
Soy parte de esa comunidad que vive, trabaja y sueña con una mañana mejor para nuestras familias.
Casi todos migrantes como yo, casi todos soñadores como yo.
Trabajemos pues en la construcción de otra nación que nos haga dignos.
Seamos los arquitectos de nuestro sueño colectivo.
Esta radio no tiene comerciales porque tú nos apoyas. Si ya has hecho una aportación económica, te damos las gracias. Si no, hazlo ahora en kpfk.org o llama al 818-985-5735. Gracias.
Así llegamos al final de esta edición del informativo Pacífica. Nuestro más profundo agradecimiento a todos los medios y personas que hicieron posible este programa. A nombre de Norma Martínez, se despide tu amigo de siempre, Fernando Velázquez. Gracias por acompañarnos.
They told me, you know, we'll give you a day, we'll give you a week, however long it takes for you to accept our help to be healed and to become a child of God and denounce being gay.
Honoring the memory of Dr. Anonymous, coming up on the Rainbow Minute.
I got three quarters of the way through several times and was like, well, I have no idea how this would end. So I had to start over. But one thing I know is I can't end a story without hope.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Nicaragua's NGO Purge targets its oldest queer group. Gay Taiwanese movie sings out a universal love song and upending the artistic process with Amanda Kayback. All that and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Joe Bainline.
And I'm John Dyer V.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending August 28, 2021. The government of Nicaragua is aiming to shut down the country's oldest LGBTQ advocacy group. The Interior Ministry has asked the National Assembly to annul the legal nonprofit status of Fundación Xiquetzal and 14 other non-governmental.
In constant sorrow.
to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This morning with the sundown shining in, I found my mind in a brown paper bag. But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Howdy, old day, old day.
is poker, a peanut twist and yogurt. But shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
Francisco City Hall, the latest skirmish has the mayor and mayoral wannabes battling over the daily free food giveaway in Civic Center Plaza by the group called Food Not Bombs.
Do you want more broth?
The mayor believes that, in fact, the distribution of food in that way in public parks adds to the less than civilized behavior that's taken over a lot of our parks in the city and our streets and our sidewalks.
I find it incredible that instead of arresting those that are perpetrating violent crimes, we are arresting people that are trying to feed our poor.
Today, the showdown was between the police, some three dozen of them, and about twice as many folks serving and eating in the plaza. The large number of police was unusual, but what they did wasn't. Since the mayor ordered a crackdown last month, police have arrested more than 50 people on charges of illegally serving food here. Since he came here 5 years ago and brought Food Not Bombs with him, Keith McHenry, handing out bread even as officers tried to stop him, has been arrested more than 500 times. Today was no different.
But it's our, of course, our legal right to serve food, and this is obviously profoundly unethical to be arresting people for serving free food.
In all, police arrested four people today, one person for allegedly interfering with an arrest by hurling bagels. You see one rolling across the street here.
They obviously don't want to feed the hungry. They just want to make an anarchist-type statement, and we're not going to allow it. It's that simple.
Thank you.
smack dab. Hey, buddy! Give it down. What's his name? Jackie Chan. Sushi in the mills. Every day. But nothing square. The man plays. His best get off.
Tell. That pretty boy Floyd in Outlaw, Oklahoma, knew him well. In the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon, wife beside him in the wagon, into town they rode. Deputy sheriff approached them in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a lock chain, the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Took to the hills, the rivers of the Canadian River shore, and there he found a welcome, many a farmer's door. Took to the hills, the rivers, lived a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. Some tell about the stranger that came to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. Many the starving farmer, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage, saved that little home. On a Christmas day, come a whole carload of groceries, letter that did say. Say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Through the world I've rambled, I've met lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. Through the world I've rambled, through the world I've roamed. I've never seen an outlaw drive a family from their home.
Lies. All crosses and the butchers lie. What goes down, don't San Bernardino Redux. I hear the music, but I cannot see old Wally playing electric guitar on his tiny porch. His sister is a midget, I believe, not a dwarf. Vance and Loretta are sleeping in the projects across the street. He robs jack-in-the-boxes with a 25-caliber automatic, and she stays at home to take care of the kids. Two lives pitted with the pockmarks of consequence. His throat was cut, south of Baseline in San Bernardino, and I don't know where Loretta is. You listen to the jets from Norton Air Force Base. They're flying to Vietnam every 8 minutes, and you drive the car that takes us downtown to purchase a rack of Reds. Everyone in the back seat is drunk, putting out cigarettes on the floor, piled up with stolen tape decks. It is midnight and 87 degrees Fahrenheit. The false arrests of summer are coming. The taillights are out again, and we are stopped by the police at 4th and D Streets. I attempt to break a quart bottle of beer in a county sheriff's face. Yeah, I've arrived at south of Baseline in San Bernardino. In the afternoon, my part-time girlfriend comes over to say she loves me. She spends more money on shoes than welfare gives my family for food. I do not enjoy her affection south of Baseline, so I ride my bicycle to Los Angeles with McGuire. No one loves McGuire, and I do not like love. But in the end, it always comes back to the same place. Howard says Vance has a joint and that we need to get fucked up. I have no arguments with this, but I'm tired of Howard, who is going bald at 14, and I'm tired of the sun that brings out the pain in his mouth. I walk back to the duplex, feeling no wiser than I was earlier that morning. Old Wally is still playing his guitar. He is teaching his dog to sing, and I'm getting old myself, a warm and cuddly 17, south of Baseline in San Bernardino.
Hey!
lasting beauty and charm of music. I confess that I have slandered God day after day with beautiful phrases that I didn't understand. I bragged that a holy man said I would burn in hell, and he didn't say that, and I won't burn in hell. Well, what did you say to me? What do you look at? Sex with me. Digging for food scraps in a garbage can. Its covering of sharp spines were not enough to deter predators from the porcupine fish. Many possess an additional defense. They are, when eaten, extremely delicious. Confessing, damned for gifts, but didn't care what the gifts were. I became addicted to chaos. I got sick. Radioactive narcissism.
Trade stamps. plastic glass is getting thicker. If I had three wishes, got a check, but you are cashing, and I got a collection. You could buy my collection, because I'm not invisible. We prefer not to accept, not to accept any. To make sure that my shadow is still with me. You drive the roads, I take the sidewalk. I don't put gas in my boost car. I'm alone, but I'm still talking. Trade stamps, forget my whiskey. Got a collection. You could buy my collection. I could get another bag of smokes. We prefer not to accept, not to accept praise. We prefer not to accept, not to.
next song is about my boyfriend, Sean Connery. Even with his dentures. It's called James Bondage. Looks like
can walk everywhere. That's why I buy a house. That's why I buy a house. That's why I buy a house, so I can walk everywhere. I hate the J Church. I hate the young Judah. I hate Huntington Fillmore. I hate Dirty Green Canyon. That's why I buy a tough class. That's why I buy a tough class. That's why I buy a tough class, so I can walk everywhere. That's why I buy a tough class. That's why I buy a tough class. That's why I buy a tough class, so I can walk everywhere. Information gladly given, but sanctity requires avoiding any unnecessary conversation.
Usually speak of dreams, but this is one from which I never woke. A scattered crowd like a shattered vase, and nobody even spoke. I saw an old man laying in the corner, said, "What are you doing there?" His mouth moved like a rusty fence, he replied with a vacant stare. Chills, it seemed like everyone had. Routine revolves and the problem got solved by a great big book to the cat. War, he said, was the cause. And in my mind I knew that he was lying. It's just that life is a battle for some. This soldier lost his gun, and he wants a battle for what he calls trying. And God knows, I'll never know why I sat down right there.
Sharper and not so wide open to the picking up. Sometimes I feel authentic, they all know I'm fake. I try to read what I'm supposed to read, not to sound condescending, predictable or mean. I can run out the door, I'm not thinking about it anymore. And toast a drink to things to ignore. Just ruminate, ruminate.
California, a university and beach town, one of America's most liberal cities, now has the toughest panhandling ordinance in California. Sitting on downtown sidewalks, using profane language, panhandling while drunk, or lying about how the money will be spent, all illegal.
The people are going to use fear and intimidation to try to hassle money out of other people. We're going to say, no, that's not allowed.
A self-proclaimed socialist led the crackdown.
They have some sense of entitlement. I don't know where they get it from, that somehow the city owes them. Give us your parks. Give us some place to stay, like we owe them a place to survive.
At the same time, the city does fund a wide range of services for the homeless. And it's not just Santa Cruz. Cities all over the U.S. are finding themselves fed up. They've run out of patience. Liberal cities like San Francisco, where police break up soup kitchens operated by the homeless activist group Food Not Bombs for operating without a permit.
I was convicted of serving soup at the Civic Center Plaza in front of City Hall and sentenced to 2 months in jail.
Next week, Santa Monica will adopt new laws banning aggressive solicitation.
People are beginning to say, we've got to grab hold of something and claim it and say, you know, this is going to be the way we're going to save our cities. The sad part is this is the absolute wrong way to do it, that we need to support the people in the inner cities, help them get the jobs and housing and health care they need, or the problem's going to get much worse.
Reporter John Robinson went undercover as a panhandler for a newspaper story.
More than one person spit at my feet.
Americans have always been charitable, but there seems to be little of that feeling left for people who, instead of asking for help, demand it. Susan Reed, CNN, Santa Cruz, California.
Thank you. Pirate Radio, Pirate Radio, Pirate Radio. They say everyone should have their heart broken at least once. But that is how you grow emotionally. Well, I have been misused by many, many, many men. But nothing can compare to how you treated me. At times it really felt as though the pain was here to stay. And though it's many years ago, I feel it to this day.
Thank you.
Oh, Dante, when the We won't be sleeping in our own beds. We won't be sleeping in our own beds.
Just more love.